Didn't tell your mama this. Didn't want to fret her. But there's a plague of hydrophobia in these parts.
Hydrophobia? You sure?
I've done shot two wolves, a fox, and a skunk that had it. Wanted to warn you not to take any chances.
Well, I don't know if I could tell if a critter's got the sickness.
You can't hardly tell at first. Not until I get to the point of slobbering and staggering around. You see a critter in that fix, you know for sure. But you want to watch for others that ain't that far along. Now you take a bobcat and a fox. You know they'll run if they get the chance. But when one don't run, or maybe makes fight at you, while you shoot him and shoot him quick. After he's bitten you, it's too late. You done with your hog marking for this year?
No, I'm aiming to start tomorrow.
Well, you watch them hogs same as everything else. I know your papa left you in charge of things while he's gone. And I figure you're man enough to handle a job. Don't scare you, does it, boy?
No, sir. Well, yes, sir. It scares me a little bit. But I'll sure do like you told me.
That's the way a man talks, son.
Now, down around Salt Lick, we let our hogs and cattle roam wild. We brand the cattle so we know which is which, but we cut nicks in the ears of the young pigs. It doesn't hardly hurt them, and it's the same as a brand. But when it came time to mark the hogs, Travis decided to try a trick he learned from Bud Searcy. He picked out a tree with a low limb, but high enough to be out of hog reach. And he climbed the tree and squatted on the limb. Then he got old Yaller to rally the hogs around the tree. Like Burn Sanderson said, Yaller was a fine hog dog. And Travis reached down with a loop and lassoed a pig and went to work on him. Now the scent of blood made the hogs mad and they really began to squeal and roar. To get to the second pig, Travis had to scramble farther out on the limb. And then suddenly the limb gave way and Travis fell into the mass of hogs below. Old Yaller came to the rescue and fought off the hogs. And while the dog absorbed the punishment of the slashing tusk, Travis got up and hobbled to safety. Yaller saved Travis' life, but Travis was hurt, and Yaller was hurt. And it was a long, hard month before they were up and around again. While Travis was in bed, little Elizabeth came to help Katie, and she brought Travis a present.
You hurt pretty bad?
I'm all right. Take more than them old hogs to kill me.
Well, I brung you a surprise. One of Miss Prissy's pups. They was born in a badger hole. 7 of them. This one's the best of the bunch. See, he don't holler when you hold him up by the neck hide. Papa says that means he's a good dog.
It don't mean nothing. With mouse black inside, that's what counts.
Well, anyhow, I brung him to you.
Well, I got me a dog. Old Yeller. Well, why don't you give him to Arliss? He'll like him.
So Arliss got the little Yeller pup, and Travis wouldn't have anything to do with him. A few days later, after Travis and Elizabeth hauled in the corn, Travis heard something strange, and he remembered what Burn Sanderson had said about hydrophobia.
Ain't that old Rose out here bawling?
She's been acting flighty lately, like she was scared of her own shadow.
And this morning she wouldn't let her calf suck neither.
I think maybe she's got a beta peavine.
Oh, no, Mom, it can't be peavine, not this lady here.
Oh. The poor thing. She's blind sick.
Mama, Cal's got hydrophobia.
Hydrophobia? Oh, no, Travis.
Mr. Sanderson said when they stagger and slobber around, you know for sure. I'll go get my gun.
Let's get finished and go burn the carcass. If the varmints get at it, could be that might spread the disease.
Katie and Lisbeth built a big bonfire to burn out the sickness. They gathered the logs from nearby and hurled them into the raging fire. Showers of sparks rose in the still night, and the girl and the woman gazed into the roaring blaze. Suddenly, a gray form lunged out of the orange glare.
I don't hardly know. The wolf came leaping out at us.
Lucky you had old Yeller.
It was lucky for us, son, but it weren't lucky for old Yeller.
He chewed up some, but he ain't bad hurt.
No wolf in his right mind would have jumped us at the fire. Not even a lofer wolf. That wolf was mad. Shoot him, if you can't. But either way, we've got it to do.
Mama, listen. Old Yeller just saved your life, and Elizabeth, too. And he saved mine and Alice's. We can't. We don't know for certain. I'll pin him up where he can't get out, and then we'll wait. We can't just shoot him like he was nothing. Don't you understand?
All right, son. If you think there's a chance. Now, I told you, if everything's all right, we'll let old Yeller out come Saturday.
But, Mama, why not now?
No. We waited this long. I guess we can stand it another couple of days.
Oh, Mama.
Here we are, boy. More grub. Yeller? Boy, come on, it's time to eat.
Yes, the worst had happened. The wolf bite had hurt old Yeller, and the dog had hydrophobia. But little Arliss didn't understand all this. He didn't realize that when an animal has hydrophobia, he changes. He's not the same anymore. Arliss didn't know that old Yeller was no longer his big, friendly dog. He didn't know that Yeller wouldn't even recognize him. So Arliss went down to the crib to release old Yeller.
Don't you worry, boy. I'll get you out of here.
There's no hope for him now, Travis. He's suffering. You know we've got to do it.
I know, Mama. He was my dog. I'll do it.
While I go fish your mama.
Jim! Oh, Jim.
Where's Travis? Want to get a look at his face when he sees the horse I brought him.
Him and Elizabeth Searcy are over at North Hill. Burying old Yeller.
Old Yeller?
Come in the house and I'll tell you about it.
After I'd talked to Katie and Arliss, I thought I'd better see Travis. I found him on North Hill, next to the newly turned grave of old Yeller.
Your mama told me about the dog. Come sit down, son.
That was rough, son. Rough things I ever heard tell of. But I'm mighty proud of how my boy stood up to it. Couldn't ask no more of a grown man. The thing to do now is try and forget it. Go on being a man.
How, Pa? How you gonna forget something like that?
Well, I guess I don't quite mean that. Reckon it's not a thing you can forget. Maybe not even a thing you want to forget. What I'm trying to say is, life's like that sometimes.
Like what?
Well, now and then, for no good reason a man can figure out, life will just haul off and knock him flat. Slam him again to ground so hard it seems like all his insides is busted. But it's not all like that. A lot of it's mighty fine. And You can't afford to waste the good part fretting about the bad. That makes it all bad. You understand what I'm trying to get at?
Yes, sir. Just that...
Sure, I know. Saying it's one thing and feeling it's another. But I'll tell you a trick, it's sometimes a big help. When you start looking around for something good to take the place of the bad, as a general rule, you can find it.
Brought you that horse, I promised.
Yes, sir.
I reckon you ain't in no shape to take pleasure in him yet.
No, sir.
Well, we'll just keep him a while. Maybe you'll come to feel different later on. Your mom was fixing supper when I left the house. Might hurt her feelings if we're not there on time to eat it. So it was that Travis and I headed down the hill toward the house. We could smell the roast venison and the squirrel stew as we approached. And when we arrived at the kitchen door, Katie was chasing Old Yeller's pup. Travis looked at his mama and then at the pup, and he began to grin.
Leave that alone. You get out of here. Put it down. Put it down! Why, you thieving little wretch.
Chief, I think you're fixing to raise the wrong hair.
Mama was trying to kill my dog.
I never even touched him.
Of course you didn't.
Hey! Supper ready?
Ready and waiting.
Good.
Looks like it's about time I started learning this old pup to earn his keep.
Don't look like to me he's hardly big enough to learn nothing yet.
He's big enough to learn. He's big enough to act like Old Yeller.
A puppy, a little lop-eared puppy. It's plain to see he's got a family tree. The image of his pappy is frisky and he's happy, and that's how a good pup should be.
Frisky and happy, here Yeller, come back Yeller.
Best doggone dog in the West.
In the West.
Doggone dog in the West.
Best doggone dog.